Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. This is Thomas Abdul Salam with Think Big Radio, and we're going to spend a little moment with you today talking about how do you move yourself forward. When you're looking around and you see other people and they're moving and you seem to be moving backwards, or the term spinning your wheels come to mind, then today we want to look into or talk more in a spiritual format. And our first quote today here is, What have I to fear if everything is guided and sustained by God? Fear is one of the things that hold us back. Most of us are held back by fear, our internal fears of the unknown and our own fear of our own talents and abilities and our potential. We have to stop and ask ourselves, what have I to fear when everything is guided and sustained by God? What is your connection to your superior being? What are your spiritual connections? How do you get your spiritual connections? You need to stop and ask yourself, how do I connect? What tools do I use to connect? And what do I have to fear? Everything is an unknown. We never know what's going to happen the next moment or what our decisions are going to bring us. We can just intellectually rationalize to a certain point. And then at some point in time, you have to act. You have to decide to yourself, I'm going to give this over to God. I'm going to decide that whatever it is I want, whatever it is I'm seeking, I'm going to seek it in the name of God. Get your spiritual life in order. Sit down and spend time there. Most of us are laying out our success plans about what we're going to do, what our goals are. And when you sit back and look at those plans, God is not in it. Our spiritual self is not in those plans. All we're talking about is the physical things that we want in life, a house, a home, a good job, and all of these things. And what is the purpose for all of this? The purpose is sometimes our own selfish needs. But what about God? Do you do this in the name of God? Do you do this to please God? Do you do this so that you will have a better place in the hereafter? See, most of us were so concerned about our physical self that we totally skip over our spiritual self. And we are two people in one body. We're a physical self, and we're a spiritual self. You have to spend time with your spiritual self. You have what I call is a heavenly purpose and an earthly mission. Most of us spend more time about our earthly mission than we do about our heavenly purpose. What is your heavenly purpose? And when you can align your heavenly purpose with your earthly mission, success is a little easier. And again, the next question would be is that how do you define success? Most of us were looking at monies or fat bank accounts, big homes, fine cars, living in a specific neighborhood. This is how we define success. But what is success on a spiritual level? Is just maintaining your family, raising good children, being good to your wife, being good to your husband. What is success? Most of us define success by our belief system, what we believe. So that's one of the key points to understanding and moving yourself forward, is what do you believe about success? Because success doesn't have to be what the other guy's definition is. you can come up with your own definition, your personal definition of success. Because the word success literally really has no real meaning until you give it meaning. So what meaning do you give to success? This could help you get over your fears of what you want. What are you trying to go after? And move yourself. Get yourself unstuck. I want to give you another quote. It says, only when you recognize your need for others and reach out and open up to them will things move forward. See, when you're in a selfish mood, when it's all about you, when what you're looking for and what you want is all about you, that within itself can bring about a certain stagnation. And it could be, you can be stagnant while you can be accumulating a lot of things, but your life is stagnant because you have left out your spiritual self. So when you reach out to others, it opens up your spiritual self. It opens up your heart so that now you can see that this is not just about me. This is about other people. How do I serve others in the pursuit of what I want? I call it, how do I be significant and successful? It's one thing to be successful. It's a very selfish move on most of our parts because success is usually about us. But being significant is about others. How do I be successful and significant all at the same time? And this is important. You cannot just pursue your earthly mission and ignore your heavenly purpose. You must pursue both of them. You walk on two legs, it gives you balance. And when you balance life out, it's about earthly missions and heavenly purpose. That's how you balance your life out, so that life becomes easier. And I'm not telling you that it's about the house on the hill. You decide that for yourself. What is success in your terms? I'm not here to argue or to say it's right or wrong, because in the end, we all have the answer for our own choices, our own definitions for ourselves in the end. So who am I here to tell you that the house on the hill is not for you? Hey, go for the house on the hill if it works for you. I'm okay with it. I'm just asking you to think about it and ask yourself, is that truly my definition, or did I borrow that definition from someone else? Did I borrow that definition from the world? Did someone give me my definition of success, or did I come up with my own definition of success? That's all I'm asking. Sit down and think about it. I want to give you another quote. It says, O Lord, give us grace not only to be hearers of the word, but also doers of the same. A lot of us, we hear, but we don't obey. Doers are the obeyers. When you hear the word, then you have to not only hear it, but you must also obey. O Allah, O God, I hear and I obey. So do you obey? Do you take your spiritual self seriously? And do you obey the spiritual side of you? Do you obey the spiritual word? Get yourself unstuck off of selfishness and start thinking about the whole you, the 100% you, the two halves of you, the earthly you and the heavenly you. How do you hear and obey? This is very important in your pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Whatever you decide that you want, you have to stop and take a look at it and ask yourself the question, am I being balanced in all the things that I do? Am I balanced? I want to give you another quote here, and it basically, and it says this, we call this time Advent because it reminds us of what comes from God for the creation of his kingdom on earth. call this time Advent. Advent or adventure or ventures is a time for moving and building and developing. We call this time, and it reminds us of the coming from God, the creation of his kingdom on earth. How do you create the kingdom? If you, first of all, as the first quote was about, don't recognize that the grace of God is in charge. I don't have nothing to fear. But the kingdom, again, not of us. We may think that, you know, it's all about us being rich, you know, but it's about service. It's about serving others, serving our families, serving our friends, and serving strangers. This is how we create the kingdom of God on earth. How do we create success in a spiritual sense as well as a physical sense? It can't be one-sided. At least I'm definitely recommending this in this talk, that it does not be one-sided, that you take your desire for success, your desire to move, to become unstuck, and balance it out with a spiritual look, a spiritual side, and also your physical side. I'm not asking you to forget your physical needs. I'm just asking you to balance them out with your spiritual needs. We can avoid a lot of problems in our life if we just balance life out a little bit. You don't have to run like there's no tomorrow. There is a tomorrow. It may not be your tomorrow, but there is a tomorrow. So take time, as they say, to smell the roses along the way. Slow down a little bit and enjoy life. Don't run yourself to death. Things are going to happen, but you need to make sure that when you check out, did I live a balanced life? I want to give you another quote. It says, let everyone understand that the real love of God does not consist of tear shedding, but in serving God by serving those around us in justice, fortitude of soul, and humility. You know, again, if you want to serve, then you have to serve others and not just yourself. Now, there is a time that you have to take care of your needs. Don't get me wrong, because you don't want to give so much that you become needy yourself. You don't want to give away all that you have that you become a welfare recipient. There's a balance in giving. There's a balance in serving. But when we serve, we should be doing it with justice. We should be making sure that we're serving others and being of justice to them. We're not being an injustice. And we're fortifying the soul of others. And we're having a sense of humility when we do so. Don't treat it, don't go in as if you are the know-it-all. You are the one that can tell everybody else exactly how they should live their life. You don't know that. You're still struggling with your own life. So get your life together, and at the same time, you can help and serve others. Want to hopefully give you a couple of more things here, but in the process of that is this: keep thinking about, again, what I call your earthly self and your spiritual self. Move both of them forward at the same time. Just like you move on both legs. You move your right foot forward, then you got to bring your left foot forward. Then you got to bring the right one. You got to go back to the left one. Treat your life like that. As you advance your physical self, make sure that you're not just dragging that other foot. Is the spiritual self also advancing? Is it walking properly? Bring it forward. Don't forget it. This physical world can really cause you to forget your spiritual self. Let me give you another quote. It says, give and it will be given to you. Okay? Give and it will be given to you. Sometimes you don't have to fight for success that hard. It will just come. This is Thomas Abdul Salam. Thank you. This is Think Big Radio. Have a great day.